When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Disneyland. Disneyland, California, recovering from the bumpy last year, 2 years. The challenges to Disney are many. It is a large and extremely sophisticated and spread out operation, including ESPN and ABC, as I'm learning. There's a challenge on the board. There's a challenge to Bob Iger, who returns for an encore after the troubles with streaming and the previous CEO, who was handpicked by Bob Iger. The earnings show that there are positives here, lots to learn. The stock is up 23% on the year, perhaps the confidence forward-looking. I want to celebrate Disney in all regions, chiefly because it's a wonder and it's a miracle, and I'm glad I have it in my life and in my children's life. I want it to do well. I note that there's a unionizing movement among the cast characters, the people who represent, Pluto and Goofy, around the park. Good for them. My colleague Jeff Bliss did not know they weren't unionized, because when he worked as an engineer Bliss, as a deckhand Bliss, as a yodeler Bliss, he was a member of the Teamsters many decades ago. We turn now to the Keystone Report. Fish fry in Washington County, an annual tradition. Selena Zito reports all over western Pennsylvania. The fish fries on Friday night are very popular. Selena and I recover what we made of that fish fry during the worst of the pandemic, when people were not able to congregate and they were lining up around the block keeping social distances. But still, the fish fry, very popular. And then off to Small Business America. Gene Marks is here with a report on Peterbilt. He was in several places over these last days, but the Peterbilt truck dealers meeting was exciting to me because these beautiful machines they produce, good heavens, gigantic machines. Gene does report that they have challenges, that the last year was a challenge for truckers, which puzzles us. We've heard this before from other truck organizations. I noted that they have 3 EV trucks, and Gene said there's not the demand now that there was, say, a year ago. Off to California, Bill Whalen joins to talk about an initiative on the ballot in California to separate piece of California into a sovereign nation called Pacifica. In other words, a piece of California wants to leave California, along with other people leaving California. It's a beautiful state. It's got troubles, I understand. All states have troubles. And then to the question of the Kremlin postponing an announced visit by Vladimir Putin to Ankara to visit with President Erdogan of Turkey, a puzzle why the delay. It was announced at the beginning of February, and then it was unannounced, perhaps later in the spring. Maybe it's just timing. Maybe there's some friction. Certainly there's basis for it, given the war in Ukraine. Bob Zimmerman is here to report on a decision by SpaceX to move its corporation papers and documents from Delaware, where Mr. Musk was rejected for a $56 billion payout in Tesla, another company he is part of. So he's moving it all to Texas. He's also building a $100 million complex in Brownsville, Texas. Boca Chica is going to be the anchor for the future for South Texas, for SpaceX. This could become SpaceX City, SpaceX Cities, SpaceX Network, dreaming big along the Mexican border. And then a private lander on the moon is inbound to the moon after a private booster launched a SpaceX launched Intuitive Machines lander called Odysseus. It's headed out. It's got a week to go. We'll report on it carefully. Space war. There's much news about an anti-satellite weapon that the Russians may have. So I speak with Henry Sokolsky, who has a war game involving a satellite, anti-satellite war between North Korea, the United States, China, the U.S. allies, South Korea. It's an exciting game, and it's in the news. So we talk through it. And then SCOTUS, Richard Epstein, joins to talk about Texas. Does it have control of the border so that it can put concertina wire down? Or does the federal government have control of the border so that it can cut through the concertina wire? Apparently, it's a difficult issue based on precedent and opinion. And Richard takes us through it. Also, Richard reviews the trials of former President Trump, which continue. Lancaster County. Jim McTague joins. There was a big fire in a food market in Lancaster County, and Jim took the occasion to say the food from the Amish farms is magnificent. You pay a little more and you get perfect food, and that's all the markets are keen on it in Lancaster County, which Jim promotes as the best county in Pennsylvania, perhaps in the United States. I go along with it. We're both Keystoners, both born in eastern part of Pennsylvania. A recruiting and retaining is struggling for the U.S. military. Well, it turns out it's struggling for the People's Republic of China military. Same problem. Young people don't want to join. They want to go private. And so 35%, I believe it's 35%, some significant percentage of the PLA, People's Liberation Army, are conscripts. And they're trying to retain those conscripts by offering training, education, STEM, high tech. We'll see, but it's not going well. PM Meloni, a report from Italy. Meloni has taken a step towards solving immigration. Asylum in Albania while you await your request to join Italy because you're oppressed. It's a step in the right direction for solving the flood of migrants coming across the water from Tunisia onto a little island, Lampedusa. And then a conversation with Conrad Black about this busy, beautiful, boundless, blessed country, Canada, with trouble in policies. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.